Mission Network News, two-minute version, Wednesday, May 25th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More than 180,000 are dead and the numbers continue climbing in Darfur, Sudan. Black Muslims against Arab Muslims have many innocent victims living without hope. Global Aid Network is helping with humanitarian needs. GAIN USA's Marvin Bizard says because of the assistance, Muslims are rethinking their Islamic faith, indicated recently when Sudanese Christians held evangelistic meetings.
200 showed up. 40 not only received Christ, but showed up for discipleship training the next day. 23 of these people have done 6 months discipleship training and introduced another 20-something to Christ.
Next, ION Network's name highlights their connection between the evangelists and their supporters. To further cement that relationship, ION Network is planning a tour called In the Footsteps of the Apostles in October. ION's Rody Rodehaver says the trip will give Christians in the U.S. an opportunity to get in touch with the early Christian church. And Rodehaver says that's not all.
We'll also have our national workers with us. So they will not only get the history, but they will also hear what God is doing currently.
And Bible reading is at crisis levels in Australia. According to a recent survey, only 19% of church attendees read the Bible daily, and 64% hardly ever or never read it. Seven groups, including the Bible Society, the Bible League, and Wycliffe Bible Translators, have sent letters to more than 7,000 churches to set aside 1 week during the year to focus on Bible reading. Once it becomes a priority, Christians will want to talk about it and should encourage evangelism. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, Darkness and the Dawn, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool. It uses everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Jesus Christ. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.